Of course, it's not just about navigation. There is also the issue of positioning. We have remote sensing pictures, but remote sensing pictures give you only the visuals. They don't tell you where you are. And so we have an application called precision agriculture, where using remote sensing and positioning satellites, we can now accurately say where to spray the fertilizer, where are the diseased crops, without us having to go on the field and making mistakes on where those areas are.
Are there particular aspects of space technology that contribute to human safety and security?
Space technology contributes a lot to ensuring human safety and security. For instance, we have a constellation of satellites called COSPAS-SARsat, which can be used for search and rescue. So when ships fail or there is a disaster, or when there is a crash, aeroplane crash, the rescue community can rely on COSPAS-SARsat. On top of that, when a disaster happens, as in an earthquake or a tsunami, the images that you get from satellites are critical for you to assess rapidly what the damage is, and for you, from the data in the past, estimate what the impacts are. And from there, you can imagine or predict what further impacts are going to be.
How can space help with our quest for sustainable development?
Sustainable development refers not only to the economic aspects, but environmental safety, and space technology can be used for other applications, such as urban planning, for looking at sensitive environments like mountains, and particularly in the context of climate change. Now, I think a discussion on sustainable development without reference to climate change today is not possible. And if you talk about climate change, the only way that you can look at the Earth as a holistic planetary system is through a platform in space. And that's where space technology comes in.